Listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Transatlantic Express Radio Show. My name is DJ Ian, all the way from a very chilly Vancouver. It's -5 this morning. What's going on? Isn't it summer yet? Very disappointed. We've got a great show lined up. We've got some true Canadian content. I didn't try to have a lot of Canadian content this week, but it just happened to happen. So I've got a great interview lined up with a fella by the name of Art Griffin, and he's from Collingwood, Ontario. And we're going to be talking about some of the folks he's been working with and playing a number of tracks from his album, three albums that he's got out. And so we'll be talking to Art a little bit later in the show. We'll be featuring music from a few albums that I just bought recently from my local record store. So you heard a little bit of Saga from Images in Twilight. So we'll be playing a couple of tracks from that. Going to play some tracks from a band from Edmonton called Crocus. And then another band from Toronto called, what are they called? Crack of Dawn. More of a funk band. British band Streetwalkers are going to be in there as well. And we're going to play a couple of tracks from Network Records Sound Sampler from 1987. It's a very Canadian show today. So while everybody was watching the Canada women's hockey team, I was watching our Keely. We set an 800 meter indoor record. That's where my head is at. Wigan did well. Canada, not so well. So welcome to the show. We go out on CJSF 90.1 FM on Tuesdays at 10 and Thursdays at 7. So if you're listening then, hello. I'm not live, but I'm still alive, hopefully. Let's get on with the music. This is a good friend of mine, Cohen Kane, and a track I've just learned from him. He's just a local guy who do the jams together. This is Only Is One on Transatlantic Express. listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.
Yeah.
for some reason I'm hearing Pat Travers' vibe in that one. I don't know. Maybe it was just a popular thing at the time. But, yeah, definitely a Pat Travers vibe on the guitar in there. Did he play on that? That would be interesting. I mean, it was 1976, and Pat Travers was definitely in London at that time. So, maybe. That's just me. Maybe I'm imagining things. I do that. Yes, you are listening to Transatlantic Express Radio Show. Don't forget, you can check us out right now live on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. Come join the chat room. I'm there on video so you can see what I'm dressed like in my slovenly clothing. I got my old sweater on. I even got my sweatpants on. But, of course, on the radio, no one cares. But when you're on camera, hello, camera, maybe you should brush my hair or put a hat on or put a nice shirt on so I look pleasant. No, why would I do that? All right, the track you heard was Run for Cover. It was from Streetwalkers, and the album was called Red Card. Came out in 1976. Also in there, you heard my good friend Colin Kane, and Only Is One from his album 6 Days in Exile. And that came out in 2015, according to what I see here. And we'll be playing a few more tracks from Colin a bit later. We may even get him on the show because he's not far. He's pretty local. Is this fella? And we might get him in. And we started the show off with a bit of Saga, Images at Twilight from 1979, and It's Time, Chapter 3. And that kind of coincides with who we'll be talking to a little later, Art Griffin, because there's a Saga connection in the conversation that we will be having a little later in the show. And that being said, let's play some more Saga. Yes, from the album. And I believe this was their first album. Excuse me. So let's play another track from the Saga guys. And this one's called Images. I believe this is kind of the title track, I would suspect. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, it's called Images, Chapter 1. You are listening to Ian Gregson, that's me, on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show, right here on thehouseofprog.com and on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here we go. Thank you.
Care. Were you just a vision?